This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This is not a liberal versus conservative debate. This is a human debate.
This guy helped America for both country Palestine.
Sorry, man. No. He tried to punch me.
Assalamu alaikum, greetings of peace. How are you guys doing? Now, we're going to be talking about a very important topic. Very, very, very important. I cannot stress the importance. But let's first go ahead and kick it off. I'm going to ask you guys, what do you think this man is saying?
Some people work Palestine, work American.
He got angry.
This guy from Palestine, this guy helped America for both country Palestine.
No. See, Nas, he almost got attacked by this man, and it seemed like the man was trying to communicate something, but he wasn't able to communicate it because he didn't speak proper English. But let's listen to it. Let's see if we can decipher what this man is trying to tell Nas. And Nas, by now, you know, if you've been watching the Deen Show, we've done a program about him before.
I'm from Israel, Palestine, and the United States.
The brother who went to Harvard. He's born in a Muslim family. His mother's practicing.
The day starts at 5 a.m. with a quick pray.
They send him off to Harvard, lost his deen. So out of the love, we send him a message trying to bring him back to the deen. It didn't seem like from our investigation that he was that well grounded in the deen. You can watch those videos. We'll leave a link to those where we reach out to Nas. So now him being of Palestinian descent.
I'm from Israel, Palestine, and the United States.
Calls himself an Israeli too. He has a big platform. He should be able to do some really great work creating some awareness of what's going on with the innocent children that are being blown to pieces in this part of the world. So now he runs into someone and the guy's about to knock him out. Let's hear what this man has to say to Nas. And let's see if we can decipher this.
This guy helped America for both country Palestine.
Sorry, no.
It seemed like he's saying, if I'm not wrong, correct me, this man helped America for about, now if you check for about, forgot, maybe for about Palestine. It seems like he's communicating to him, you forgot about Palestine, you forgot about Palestine, you forgot about where you're from, your roots, you forgot about it. Let's listen to it one more time, all right? I don't want to get this wrong.
This guy helped America for both country Palestine.
No.
This guy helped. There's a bunch of question marks there. Help America.
Help America.
Now this is the key word. For about.
For both.
Country Palestine.
Country Palestine.
So if we change for about.
For both.
To forgot. Forgot Palestine. He forgot Palestine. It's not a long stretch. So let's do it one more time.
This guy help America for both. Country Palestine.
No.
Okay, so either way, we want to give Nas daily again out of the love. He's got a big platform, and we want this brother, inshallah, to want first and foremost to come back to the deen. We invite him to the deen show. He replied one time to our video that we did with our brother Muhammad Hijab. He replied to that. And maybe inshallah he'll accept this invitation. One, we want to give him some self-defense lessons so he can defend himself. He was pretty scared.
No. He tried to punch me.
So if something happens like this, because I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people who are upset that he's not taking a bolder, more courageous stance of just using his platform to help educate people on what's going on in the area of the world where he's from. That's the ironic thing. He's from there. He should have more of a zeal. He should have more of a passion to want to educate, to bring to the light, to the forefront, what the kind of oppression, what the Palestinians, what the people, Christians who are Palestinian, Muslims who are Palestinians, the Palestinian people, the kind of injustices they're going through. And as he said himself, Nas, before, this is not a debate about liberal, conservative, Jew, Christian. This is about being pro-truth.
This is not a liberal versus conservative debate. This is a human debate.
Because he has traveled the world and he has seen the plight of the different oppressed people.
I've seen the boats refugees come in. I've seen the thousands and thousands of life vests they had to use.
He's highlighted some of these things.
I've seen the camps they live in. I've seen the family they lost.
But what about the oppressed people in this part of the world, in Philistine, in Palestine? So we can get to the bottom of what it's really all about, Nas. Now, Nas, maybe you're really scared. Maybe you have a lot of Jewish friends, which you do. Probably went to Harvard, made a lot of Jewish friends. That's not a problem because there are Jews. There are many Jews. And one in particular who was a survivor of the Holocaust who's speaking out, like many are, you can use this. This is a perfect candidate that you can go ahead and interview and just let him use your platform to go ahead and speak some of these truths. And who is this Holocaust survivor, this Jewish man who's speaking the truth?
You know my history, I don't have to repeat it, but I'm personally a Holocaust survivor as an infant. I barely survived. My grandparents were killed in Auschwitz.
Dr. Gabor Mate, you can let Dr. Gabor talk about when he visited the occupied territories. What made him cry? Why did he cry?
I cried every day for 2 weeks at what I saw. The brutality of the occupation, the petty harassment, the murderousness of it.
Let him talk about
the burning down of Palestinian, or cutting down of Palestinian olive groves, the denial of water rights, the humiliations.
Nas, take for example from Dr. Gabor, the Holocaust survivor, who talks about the open air prison and the other injustices that made him cry.
People packed into this horrible, people call it the world's largest outdoor prison, which is what it is.
Again, this is a human thing. It's not a Jewish, Muslim, Arab, Palestinian thing. This is a human thing. And look at this Holocaust survivor where he talks about the blockade, the no food, the no water. You can make a great documentary on this, Nas.
Of food, of medical supplies, of sufficient water. I could go on and on and on and on.
This one term I found very, very disturbing and interesting at the same time. This term, mowing the lawn.
Israel mows the lawn. That's the expression they use. You know what they call it? They call it mowing the lawn, by which they mean the mass murder of Palestinian civilians.
Imagine what you can do with that term, mowing the lawn, Nas. Many people bring up Hamas, whatever you call it. Look how he breaks it down, this Holocaust survivor, because I know, Nas, you're probably scared, like people are going to think you're supporting a group like this. But let him, just bring him out. He can go ahead and talk about it.
When it comes to the death of innocent civilians, Israel killed 20,000 Lebanese civilians in 1982 using illegal weapons like cluster bombs in a war that had no justification whatsoever. I could go on and on and on and on.
Just bring him out. He can go ahead and talk about it.
That if you take the worst thing you can say about Hamas, multiplied by 1,000 times, and it still will not meet the Israeli repression and killing and dispossession of Palestinians.
Now, instead of talking about Bitcoin, Nas, putting that on top priority, look at the children of Palestine, what's happening to them. Look at the oppression that the people are going through. Now, I know you're human, you got a heart, but you're probably scared of the label that's going to be thrown at you. The label. Let this Holocaust survivor, this Jewish man, talk about this label also, Nas.
Jews who oppose Israel are not Jews is a slander. And for him to say that anybody who criticizes Israel is an anti-Semite is simply an egregious attempt to intimidate good non-Jews who are willing to stand up for what is true. And as for the final argument, that Israel is subjected to standards that other people are not, it's the other way around.
Nas, let Dr. Gabor Mate, he can talk about the double standards, Nas.
In Myanmar, the demonstrators throw slingshots at the army, at the oppressive army. They're considered to be heroes in the Western press. When Palestinian kids throw stones at the Israeli soldiers, they're called terrorists. And Israel gets away with a lot more without much less criticism in the Western press than any other country.
Oh, let him talk about something that's so powerful, his invitation of people coming just to see for themselves.
I just wish your Zionist friend would visit the occupied territories in Gaza like I have and let him speak the way he speaks now. If he's got any ounce of humanity left, he would cry like I did for 2 weeks when I was there.
Just recommend him, or let him recommend the people that he recommends, Nas.
Anybody can listen to Norman Finkelstein, a Jewish professor, world expert on Gaza, who was denied tenure at his university because of his public speaking against Israeli policy.
Dr. Gabor talks about people from the army, the pilots, and so many people who have protested this eternally. Let him talk about that, Nas. You could talk to him about this.
You can listen to any number of Israeli Defense Forces soldiers who talk about the brutality that they now regret having committed. You can listen to Israeli pilots who talk about why they refuse to fly over Gaza because of the atrocities they're made to commit.
Let him unravel the mystery behind this, the confusion where he says it's straightforward.
It's pretty straightforward. There was a land with the people living there, and other people wanted it. They took it over, and they continue to take it over, and they continue to discriminate against, oppress, and dispossess that other people. That's what happened, and that's what's happening.
Let them tell the world, Nas, what it's all about. You got a big platform. You can do a big part, Nas.
And there's a lot of good people in Israel who feel exactly the same way that I do. So it's not a question of being pro-Palestinian. It's a question of are you in favor of justice and liberty and freedom and truth, or are you not?
That's all we had to say, Nas. Giving you some love again, some advice, and hopefully you can come out. We got an invitation for you to come on to the Dean Show so we can discuss this, because sometimes it just needs a friend, it needs a loved one, it needs someone who cares to go ahead and share. And that's what we did, to motivate the good that's inside somebody so they can get motivated and they can go ahead and break through the shackles of fear. And it's not about Arab, Christian, Jew, Muslim. It's about being pro-truth. So let's get the truth out there, Nas. Let's do your part. So just to recap, you got the self-defense lessons that I've offered you. Come. So if you're ever in that predicament again, we're gonna equip you, because that's my specialty. That's what I do. I teach the most effective martial art in the world, Gracie Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. So come visit me. And at the same time, inshallah, we can have you on the Dean Show and we can go ahead and get you motivated to go ahead and get this truth out, to be pro-truth. And inshallah, bring you back to the help with Allah, God Almighty's help. Bring you back so you can be with your mother, inshallah, praying together. I'm sure she'd love that. Till next time, subscribe if you haven't already. Everybody, hit that notification bell. Spread this far and wide and help get this message to our friend Nas. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.